When Grammy Award winner Sheryl Crow has something to say about politics or her personal life, it usually comes out in her lyrics.
I'm American made, but a lot serving late. My mama taught me wrong from right. I was born in the South. Sometimes I have a big mouth when I see something that I don't like. I gotta say it.
What Crow had to say this time was directed to members of the U.S. Congress. Diagnosed with breast cancer a year ago, she was on Capitol Hill to urge lawmakers to pass the 2007 Breast Cancer Environmental Research Act, now before the Congress.
I'm really encouraged about this bill. I feel like the eyes of America are on us at this moment. We are moving forward. We're getting closer. We're not leaving any stone unturned. We have to look at the environment. We cannot ignore it anymore.
The bill calls for $40 million a year over 5 years to study the role the environment plays in breast cancer risk. Crow says this would be money well spent.
We're not asking for money that's going to be taken away from the labs. We're not asking less research money to go to scientists. What we're asking for is more money. Now is not the time to be cutting money at cancer research.
That message was not lost on the half dozen members of Congress who shared the podium with Crow, including Senate Majority Leader and the bill's co-sponsor, Harry Reid.
I strongly believe that the environment is an area that we need to look to find out why so many women are being diagnosed with breast cancer.
Reid says he's outraged that an American woman has a 1 in 8 chance of developing breast cancer in her lifetime. He assured Crow and advocates with the National Breast Cancer Coalition Fund that he would push the bill forward.
We are going to bring this to the floor, and if it takes cloture vote after cloture vote after cloture vote, we are going to have the Senate dispose of this issue.
That promise was echoed by House member and bill co-sponsor Lois Capps, a leader in the Congressional Women's Caucus.
This bill must pass. I know that we're going to take this issue and make a difference in the cancer community all through the country. That's going to affect every one of our lives. So thank you all for your support for this. I'm very pleased to be a part of this team.
The law would establish breast cancer and environmental research centers to investigate causes of the disease. The bill has been introduced numerous times over 8 years, but has always failed to pass. The bipartisan members at the news conference assured Crow and advocates that this time would be different. Crow says she's taking them at their word.
I'm very encouraged that it's going to happen this year. Also, yesterday in our meeting with the Women's Caucus, I think the goal really was to get the bill marked up and passed by Mother's Day.
Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.
Here I come.